7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I don't think I need to tell anybody that that is not the right time. But I imagine you're all very surprised that we had some kind of, like, traditional beginning for the Dubious Goals Committee. So I guess we should do this right. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee! The current time is 1931. My name is Tobe. I am your host. Because I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, etc. And well, just because there... Is that a bug? Pippa, is this a bug over here? Oh, get the bug. Oh, I can't. I think it's a dead bug. Did somebody step on a bug and not even notice? Yeah, that is what happened. Okay. So what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Here we are. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. And I got a certain cat sitting here in the kitty business pit. Who is it? It's Pippa. Hi. Okay, so here's what you need to know. I'm still extraordinarily messed up. But I have found a good combination of drugs and am figuring out how to time the different periods of the drugs just right to achieve the ultimate synergistic effect. And I have made some progress. So while I am still completely dysfunctional, I can sort of sit in this position, and I can sort of also lay on my right side in a certain way where I'm not just absolutely screaming in pain. So, yay. Still can't do much, and I still can't walk for more than about 20 steps, but at least I can make it from here up into the bathroom, you know, within 2 or 3 minutes, instead of the hour it used to take. Well, it didn't take an hour, but it used to take 10 minutes. And so, I don't know. Things are questionable. I'm looking at my supply of the magic drugs. And it's this one that we are running out of fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's, one more for today, and then, geez, I might only have 2 days of that left. That can't be good. What was the doctor thinking? This is why I'm sort of nervous, because obviously the doctor didn't think this through, and I don't like it when doctors don't think things through, because that makes me nervous. My life is in their hands, and they're not figuring these very simple things out. What am I talking about? I'm talking about these medications. They gave me 2 medications. But one of the drugs they gave me a 10-day supply of. The other drug they gave me a 5-day supply of. And the math problem isn't that difficult. To figure out how many of each pill I would have to have an equal number of days worth, like 10 days. It's about a 6th grade math problem. And the fact that they are this far off, it frankly frightens me. I expect people who have gone through medical school to have some level of education that enabled them to get that far. And I was hoping that education would include sixth grade math. But what do I know?
What do I know, Dinkins?
All right, the cat's making biscuits. The kitty's making biscuits on my calf, but not the right one. Well, I mean, she's kneading the right calf, not the left calf. It's my left calf that's so messed up. I need some kitty massage on my left calf to make it better. Oh, my life. It's a weird thing right now, but the good news is, you know, it's funny, for the last week or so, I've been thinking about emailing my neighbor, Shannon, to see what he's doing, and his wacky family. Shannon the super dad. He's got these kids that are funny. And I knew it was going to get crazy for them over the holidays, because, you know, you got two young kids that are like, what, about 7 and 10 years old, and so it's super family fun time and stuff. And so for the last week, I've been thinking, oh, I got to email him and tell him, you know, as soon as your life calms down again, get a hold of me at any time, and we can make some music, we can jam, we can do some fun stuff. But the funny thing is, I haven't really been able to get around to it, just because my mind has been in other places. And I wish my body would go very far away, but it doesn't. So I never got around to emailing him. And then I got up this morning and I limped into the chair. I sat down, I opened my email, and there's an email from my neighbor saying, hey, Happy New Year, what's up, blah, blah, blah. So it's fun to email him. That gave me something to do.
And that was fun, right, Bippa?
I gave him all the news. So maybe we'll be getting together for the neighborhood jam. Maybe we'll have synth jam. I don't know. But right now, I think we need to go to some music. And now I can't remember what I was thinking about last night. What was I thinking about last night, Pippa? Yeah, at 3 a.m. last night, I'm thinking, I was thinking of some song that was in my head. And I thought, I should play that on Dubious Goals Committee. And now I don't remember what it is. Yeah. Huh. Well, maybe we should go with something else.
Dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny. I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby. I can punch your buns. Punch your buns. I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Fair warning. Fair warning to all evil witches. You will get your buns punched. In other news, I am drinking tea. It's pretty good. What am I drinking? I'm drinking the Yinding. The Yinding Chie Guan Yin. It's good. It's yummy. It's curing me. I just know it. Oh, it's so good. Oh. All right. So, yeah. What?
Banana.
That is correct. Sometimes it's all about the banana.
Banana cha cha, banana cha cha, da gachi la 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 cha cha. Banana cha cha, banana cha cha, da gachi la 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 la.
Oh boy. Yeah, a cappella banana cha cha. Did you think you would ever love this more than the original Momoland version? I know, right? This is an a cappella group, apparently named Exit, five guys who are actually really damn good. I don't know why they're doing banana cha cha, but I love it.
Way behind, he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man picking on a guitar, playing hot, and the devil jumped on a hickory stump and said, I tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, I'm a guitar player too, and if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a real good guitar, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet guitar gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. Before I say my name's Johnny, it might be a sin. I take your bet, you're gonna regret, I'm the best that's ever been. Rising up his pick, he strummed the pick across the strings and made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Show you how it's done. Because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden guitar on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, come on back if you ever want to try your game. And I've told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best that's ever been. Yeah!
We'll be right back.
Yeah, you just heard that. That was the Toy Dolls with The Devil Went Down to Scunthorpe. A lovely interpretation of the Charlie Daniels Band classic, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I love it. You love it. Let's all thank Olga for that piece of brilliance. Thanks, Olga.
Oh, okay, hold on a second. I got to adjust this heating pad. I got this heating pad on my hip. I think it helps. I'm not sure, but anyway. So what's happening? What's going on? Wait, does that sound like synth? Oh, it does sound like synth. Last night I was sitting around here, because that's all I can do, is sit around. And I was thinking about something. I don't know what I was thinking about. Now I can't remember, because I went into the other room and I grabbed the little bleep drum, which is this. That is what you're hearing. The bleep drum by Bleep Labs. I think you can still get these as a kit. I'm not sure, but they're pretty fun. They're very weird, and they sound bizarre. And it's sort of hard to deal with because the signal that comes out of it is speaker level. I mean, you can plug headphones right into it. You can plug a speaker right into it. It'll drive a speaker. But I've got this attenuated running through my mixer, so everything is groovy. And now I can't remember what I wanted to do with this thing. Can't remember why I had to get it out last night. I was thinking, oh, I'll get out the bleep drum and we'll hook it up and we'll do stuff. But in order to do that, then we got to clock it. And it has to be the master clock because it does not take any incoming clock signals. Only produces outgoing clock. Ow. That one hurt. And so it's kind of a weird thing to try to set up. But I'm still messing with it anyway. Isn't that dorky? Maybe it needs a clap. And now it needs some cymbals or something. We don't have much in the way of cymbals, we just have a little clicky click. So we've got the fun drum thingy. Now, how do we do this? Wasn't there a way that we could use this to clock the bit collider? Didn't we figure that out at some point in time? Don't I have some little jumpers around here? How did we do that? Let's figure this out. Okay, yeah, little jumpers, got an orange one and a black one. We'll plug in the orange to signal out of the bleep drum. Put that into the LFO reset. Then, this is the part I can't remember. What's the ground? Which pin is the ground? Is it this one? I think it's this one. Then we... I think it's this one. As he plugs 5 volts into ground. Do not connect power to ground. And then, where do I have a ground on this thing? I don't know. Let's just get it roaring. Okay, so we have wacky synth noise. And do we have drums? Yeah, we got drums. Now, let's hit play on the drums and see if it's synced up. Synced up now. I had another wire. Shut up. I had another wire plugged into the LFO reset, and I just lifted that, and now we're good. But now it sounds weird. We need to get this timing proper. Let's see what happens. Got triplets. Sweet. Just randomly triggering Florian occasionally. Now let's see if we can make the drum machine play backwards and sync at the same time. How did we do that? Is it shift play? Yes, it is. Okay, now that's actually cool as hell. And this is generative. This is just, wow, fun. I know this doesn't seem very impressive, but this is just a good hack. I wish you could be here. You can see this, I can explain it. Yes, it's weird, but it's cool weird. Let's start. Boom. Go faster. Stuff. And I'm remembering now that this has this drum machine, this weird little very strange drum machine. This also has a very odd mode, a noise mode. So you got to turn it off. We're going to lose what I just programmed, but we're going to have noise mode, so that's okay. And then there's a Vulcan nerve pinch as you turn it on. I think it's this. Yes, the LED is a different color. What are my sounds now? Right, those are the same sounds. Actually, it's acting very strange. This should be our wacky noise mode. Let's try it again. Huh. And I'm wondering, because I just heard something weird. I think we're losing battery. This is the original battery. How many years have I had this bleep drum? I don't know. At least 6 years. 7 years. Maybe more than that, because I think I had it before we started Dubious Goals Committee. This is the original battery, and I think it's finally starting to die because we're getting some weird sounds. These should be different, but they're not. But this is sure acting odd. Well, love that crazy noise. Good thing to know. It occurs to me we could hook up a power supply to this and just rheostat it down to 8.1 volts or something. Weird, weird, weird. What happens if we do this? Yeah, I'm back in normal mode. Huh. Yeah, all the sounds are getting weird. I think the battery is finally dying. So I think we'll just run it into the ground here as I tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.